97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Sixth Amendment right to an attorney.
Well, a lot of rights going to be gone. The First Amendment.
But the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Yes. Look, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment. I don't believe we should be taking anybody's guns away. He wants to terminate the Constitution of the United States.
If you ban him in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Mark Walters, I bet you didn't know that, that Donald Trump wants to terminate the United States Constitution. Were you aware of that? Because Kamala Harris just enlightened me on that.
Yeah, those are the same people that told us a comedian can't tell jokes at a Hitler rally.
Yeah, we're taking that to the bank, aren't we?
Yeah, I support the Second Amendment. I believe in the Second Amendment. Nobody wants to take away my guns with a new whatever accent she's got going on today. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hey,
I hear you.
Back yeah, there. I'm just laughing because it's so true. I was joking earlier how she's like, joy cometh in the morning.
You got to wonder who buys this stuff, but millions do. Millions fall for it.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. You know, I mean, I don't know anything about that Shannon Sharp. I guess it's a podcast that he does. It's obviously a video podcast that
Shay,
he does.
Shay, Shay, Shay or something?
Yeah,
I don't know either.
I don't know. But, I mean, he's clearly all in on her if he buys into any of that stuff. She's trying to argue yesterday that he wants to force people to work overtime without pay. It was Donald Trump that said he wanted to eliminate taxes from overtime pay. I mean, they're just flat out lying to try to get they've got to be panicked here at the last closing week of this election.
The indications are that they are. I mean, if you look at it, she's in Michigan. Okay, she was just in a deep blue state, what should be a deep blue state. Trump is in New York City while she's in a deep blue state. So, I mean, there's indications that the campaign is panicking, there's no doubt. Their internal polling must be in the toilet because Barack Obama's out now with a tweet. I don't know if you saw his latest tweet. I often hear folks say, Donald Trump sent me a check during the pandemic. I want to make sure you understand this. Congress sent you a check. By the way, Joe Biden sent you a check, just like I gave people relief during the Great Recession. What? You mean you gave me back my confiscated money you stole from me?
Yeah.
Government doesn't have money. Every government dollar is taxpayer funds. These people are unbelievable. And Barack Obama, the fact he's even out there right now, shows you how desperate they are. I don't want people to get complacent by any stretch. But I feel really good about this election at this point. I really do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're on the ground down there in Georgia. I'm anxious to see that. I heard Kamala Harris tell that lie again yesterday about Georgia during during one of her appearances somewhere. I'm trying to remember where she was. She was talking about the Warnock water. Listen to the lie she told again here.
Like the freedom to vote. I was just in Georgia. You know they passed a law that makes it illegal to give people food and water for standing in line to vote? The hypocrisy abounds. Whatever happened to love thy neighbor, right?
I mean, are the people at her rallies really that stupid that they don't realize the people that supported Raphael Warnock were in line handing out water bottles with his name on it? That's electioneering within 25 yards of a polling place. They didn't care if you gave them water. You just couldn't give them water with the candidate's name on it.
Yeah, I just stood in line with my daughter on Friday last week. I actually let my show go Friday so I could vote early. My daughter called me and said, will you go vote early with me today? I said, yeah. I ran an encore on my show to go do my civic duty on Friday last week. Well, first off, to answer your first question, are people that attend her rallies that stupid? The answer is yes. Number two, the Warnock deal here in the state of Georgia, I want to tell people what's going on here in Georgia. First of all, the big concern here in the state of Georgia is Fulton County and the surrounding four counties around Fulton County. That's where the shenanigans come from every election season. And I live in a very, very bright red county where Trump is going to pull well over 90%. Republicans, you know, vote in this county where I'm at over 90% for candidates regardless. But while we were early voting on Friday, the line was an hour long in a deep, bright red county. And we've seen record early voting. Now, I can promise you all those pickup trucks, including mine with Daniel Defense stickers and American flags on them, and We the People, and Shall Not Be In. We're not there voting early for Harris.
Yeah.
They were there voting and in record numbers for Trump. And I have to imagine, because we've seen record turnout here, that in every other red county, which is pretty much everywhere outside Atlanta, Savannah, and Valdosta, that this state is voting overwhelmingly in these counties for Trump early. That's got to bode well. That's just the indications that I'm seeing on the ground with my own eyes, not what some idiot like Harris is telling me.
Well, so, I hope you're right. I mean, we're seeing record turnout here in several of the counties, including the one Kim and I happen to live in.
Yeah,
totally unprepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two locations for the entire county. So people like Mark, you waited what, almost 2 hours.
Hour and 45
You stood
minutes.
In line. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you worry some people are going to turn away and say, I don't have time for this. And then something happens on election day and then they don't end up voting.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see it. I saw excitement. I have to be honest, the election, the polling place I was at was functioning very well. It was running like a Swiss watch. I mean, they had it down. But, you know, as I'm putting the card in the machine, I look down, I see Dominion voting systems. I'm like, oh, good, you know. Because we all know 2020, Dominion, the lawsuits. And I looked at that. It just kind of caught my eye. I would have taken a picture of it, but they would have thrown me out and my vote wouldn't have counted. So I chose not to pull out my cell phone because there was a sign that says no cell phone.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Kim.
Well, I mean, to your point, I do think that things seem to be trending really well for Trump. I do think he's going to win, although I'm scared to even say that out loud. But, yeah. Mark, I think you and I, Mark Cox, I think you and I were talking last week about how people are buying up guns. And I've heard friends who were saying they're stocking up on food because they just don't know what's going to happen. Even if Trump wins, they're worried about violence or other things. And if I don't know, if Kamala wins, of course, everyone's worried she's going to try to do something to take away the guns.
Well, she has already said that.
Yeah.
She's made that clear. And she's use the word she's telegraphing that. No, she's actually saying it. Now, she stopped saying it over the last couple of weeks, sort of, kind of. But Tim Walz, that goofball clown, goes on another, you know, podcast or whatever show he was on, talking about, again, banning AR-15s.
Mm.
We know they want to take our guns. They've made that very clear. And she's made it clear she would do it by executive action, even though she can't. If it could have been done by executive action, trust me, Obama would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, wait, he couldn't. Biden would have done it, but he couldn't. But Harris can? So the problem we have is they don't care about the law. They don't care about the Supreme Court decisions. They ignore them. And they'll just say, oh, let it fight it out in court. So this is the danger that we face with these people. Because why? Her values haven't changed. She made that very clear while she was nodding her head and waving her hands and acting all goofy and, you know, just the way she is. My values haven't changed. Meanwhile, while she's in Michigan, Trump is on the Joe Rogan podcast getting, you know, tens and tens and tens of millions of views.
Mm-hmm.
And what was important about that podcast, guys, is not really, I'm looking at it a different way. In hindsight, which is always high definition vision in the rearview mirror, I don't think it was as important that Trump went on it more so than she didn't.
She wouldn't go because she tried to negotiate only 1 hour in length. And Rogan's like, my podcast goes till my podcast is done. That's why right. Trump was there for 3 hours.
He can carry it as long as he wants to with
right.
the podcast.
Right.
He's not got hard breaks and he's got not to have another show coming up like you do after this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He can just keep going. And Trump came off fantastic at that. But I have to ask you, did you guys watch the rally in Madison Square Garden?
I did.
I caught
clips. You mean the Nazi rally? Yeah, I did. I watched that.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, aren't you just a good little Nazi? You know, I called my 85-year-old dad a couple days ago. He lives down the road from me. I said, Dad, did you watch the rally? He goes, of course I did. I said, aren't you just a Nazi? You know, it's unbelievable. You know,
yeah.
Is that an October surprise? I think so. I think Kelly was the October surprise. It failed. I think this whole Nazi thing is some form of October surprise. It failed. There's still one coming, guys. And I'm with you, Kim. I fear violence in this mm-hmm. country.
Like, are you having people stocking up? Do you know people who were stocking up or worried? Like, I mean, I know maybe this sounds dramatic, but in some of these areas across the country, maybe not here in St. Louis, but are we going to see businesses trying to board up? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's going to be I can't say what the word I want because the FCC, but it's going to be a blank show, I think,
yeah.
between
mm-hmm.
now and inauguration,
yeah.
regardless. And then what happens after inauguration? Let's assume Trump wins, okay, which I believe is going to happen. Now, I could be wrong. you know, we don't know. We'll know. Hopefully, we'll know Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll get an idea Tuesday night. But the mainstream media is so dangerous. Let me go to MSNBC's headline from yesterday. Above the fold on a website, if you can have a above the fold on a website, meaning their top story. With racist rally, Trump and his allies prove the Democrats' point. AOC calls Trump campaign's New York City Stop a Hate rally. Why Trump's New York City rally drew comparisons to 1939 pro-Nazi demonstrations. They are calling half of the country
racist.
Nazi killer racists.
Yes.
Half the country. How do you think people are going to want to treat Nazi racist killers if they win this election?
Yeah, it's a fantastic point. Mark, I've got to go here, my friend. Remind people how they can listen to your show, please.
Yeah, go to VoteTrump2024.com. ArmedAmericanRadio.com, and you can listen to me every day at 3 to 4 Central and every Sunday from 7 to 10 Central. Man, I love you guys.
That Keep
up
great.
The fight.
You're a great American. Keep up the fight down there in Georgia for us, for sure.
Count on it. We're going to take Georgia. Don't worry about us down here. You worry about up there. We got this one covered.
I love it. Mark Walters there, a host of Armed American Radio. Always great to get him on.
Get more at 971talk.com.